Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, this one didn't work out too well. One failed rescue attempt by a well-meaning man led to a successful rescue by well-equipped LA firefighters. At the center of it all was a black and white cat, perched high above a North Hills neighborhood in a towering tree. A resident said the cat had been in the tree on the north of Burnett Avenue for at least a day or two. The owner trying to coax it to come back down. Cat's been up there crying since yesterday, according to the resident. When a man climbed the tree Wednesday night to help out, he then became stuck for about 2 hours. So firefighters used a ladder to bring the man down. But the cat, he remained high up on the branch as of Thursday morning. By the way, the cat came back down on its own later Thursday. The man was not injured after the failed rescue attempt.
That's my favorite part of the story. The cat's like, yeah, it's like, dude, I can get that.
Anytime I want him. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Hola.
I'm doing great. Mike, positive Friday.
Yes, very positive. Very positive. Oh, by the way, I work for an aerospace company in the area. It sounds like going too far.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
I have no idea.
Can't figure it out.
So about 20 years ago, I was at a truck stop in Spokane. I used to be a long-haul truck driver, and I was listening to these guys talking and stuff like that. So this one guy had me laughing my butt off there. He said he was at the casino about 2 weeks earlier, and he had won this big jackpot. And he was feeling all good about himself and stuff like that. And he was in Tacoma, and he was coming down to the exit at the casino there, and he seen a guy standing there with a sign saying, "Anything will help." He had his wife and hold the baby in a blanket and stuff like that. He runs down to the light. He says, "I'm going to do it." So he pulls a $100 bill out of his wallet, and he hands it to the guy. The guy turns around, shows his wife the $100 bill. She takes the baby and throws it in the bushes, and they head for the casino.
What?
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 It was a doll.
Oh, it was a doll.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my All God. Right.
This guy was
They didn't even hesitate. They just threw that bitch into the bushes and went to the casino.
Yeah, headed for the casino.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, I guess it didn't work out for him.
Damn.
Had a lot of those today.
I did get help at a casino. You were there, Miles. I think we're in New Orleans, I believe. And I don't remember what hotel we were at, but they had a little casino on the bottom.
We were across the street from the Harris.
Okay, that's what it was. And so it's like late night. We go in there, and they got a couple slot machines, whatever. But this wasn't a normal slot machine. There's like all these different things you can play with the buttons, whatever. I'm sitting there, and I'm dumping up my quarters and my bills. I don't remember. But there's this old Asian lady sitting to my left, and she keeps looking over at me, looking at my machine, and I'm just like, whatever, it's a casino. Everyone in a casino is weird for whatever reason they choose to be weird. Finally, I've never seen this move. She's just, no, talking to me. I put my money in. She slaps my hand away from the machine, presses these buttons, and I don't know what button she presses, but she's like looking at me angry, like, this one. Then she hits like the start button, and I won money. And I'm like, God damn. And she's just staring at me angry, basically like, you're stupid, right? So then, but I don't remember what button she pressed. So I won a couple bucks. I'm like, cool. I put in more money, and now she's staring at me. And I'm like, so she kind of just does one, this one. And I won money. It was unfreaking believable, man. I'm like, thank you.
She knows what she's doing.
She wasn't like nice, but she was helpful, if you know
what
I mean.
Did you cash out at that point?
I think maybe I did three or four more hands. We weren't there that long, and I maybe won $100 total. It's not that, but I wasn't winning anything doing what I was doing. And like I said, she's just staring at me the whole time, and she just lost her S on me, leans over, hits my buttons. I don't want cash every time she did it. I'm just like, thank you. And there was no, you're welcome. She just, the stink eye. I'm like, okay, you're the meanest, nice person ever.
Who tried to do some good and did it work out? It worked out. 206-803-ROCK.
Southie in Boston.
Southie.
Right? If you take the notorious crappy neighborhood.
Okay.
Right? But if you take the train up to Boston and then you want to get on a bus to go out to Cape Cod, that's an easy one. But I have my 80-year-old mother with me, again, who is fortunately a little bit of the early Alzheimer's, right? So she gets confused kind of easier, a little bit easier. The train is late. We get there. There's all these places. I cannot figure out. The station's under construction. I don't know where I'm going, right? And I'm like, just stand here. I'm like running around, this and that. And then there's just this giant brother in a very nice suit.
All right.
And I just look at him. He's like, what do you need? And I go, where are the buses? And he's like, I got you, man. And he's just like, is that your mom? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, just follow me. And he like walked me down the hall and then went, all right, take that stairwell, go there. You're right there. And I was like, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
It helps, man. It makes such a big difference. I feel like the big thing I do now, and this is every day, I'm a smoker. We have a UPS in the lobby of our building, but they have no signage out front of our building. It just says, like, the Bank of America Tower, and it's a corporate tower. So you always see, they walk slow, and it's always the same thing. They are staring at their phone.
Yep.
Obviously, they're confirming the address, that they look at the address on the building, and there is zero evidence that it's a UPS. So
because it's inside, and you wouldn't know it.
Three times a day, I just yell. I did it a little bit earlier today. Young brother looking around. Just said, are you looking for UPS? Like, yes. Go in, make a right. It's down the stairs. This is every day. Like, guys, yeah. Put out a freaking sandwich board or something. Like,
literally blown over today.
Every single day we go. And you can just tell. They go up the stairs, they walk around.
They're just all the signage, so all the arrows were covered. And again, it's in Southeast.
They covered the arrows.
Right, so everybody else just looks like they're just staying at this train station. That's what I saw him in the suit. I was like, and he's like, what do you need? I'm like, help me.
Please. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
But we smoked some crack.
We smoked crack. It was nice.
Tell you what, it really pepped up my mom.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked gentlemen.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
It is a positive Friday.
And on that note, so shameless plug, I am very grateful to work with an amazing rescue organization. It's called Evergreen Pug Rescue.
You're supposed to say it rhymes with Severgreen Nug Rescue. But fine,
I'm
you blew it.
Smart enough. They have an adoption event up in Marysville. But anyway,
do you only deal with pugs though?
Pugs and pug mixes.
Is that because they're problematic dogs? I mean, is it specific to that breed for a reason?
It's just what people's passion is.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's all you need.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just laughing. It's just pugs.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Pugs only.
Yeah. I know. I'm looking at the website. Like, I get it. But it's like, just pugs.
Yeah. That dog's not allowed here, man. Just pugs.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's run by amazing people. So they put out an all call. It's like, hey, someone needs a prescription picked up in Puyallup. I live in Tacoma, and taken to the person's house in Dick Harbor. I'm like, I got this. So I started at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm still on the road. I won't get to Gig Harbor until about 4:15.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
Because one of the prescriptions is for has codeine in it. So you have to have a paper prescription with a signature. The vet that saw that dog previously is not working in Puyallup today. They're up in Bellevue. So I've gone Tacoma, Puyallup, Bellevue, and now hopefully Gig Harbor.
Now, did you know that you're going to have to go on this trek before you volunteered?
I was thinking it's just going to be Puyallup and then Dick Harbor.
Yeah.
But I have the day off today.
You did.
I'm going to listen to an amazing radio show.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got a terrible.
Tune back to us when you're done with that one.
Did you also pick up the Jolly Ranchers and the Sprite?
I did not. Damn it.
This is just going to have to do the codeine regular.
Right.
See, okay.
But the prescription is for the dog.
Yes.
But because it has codeine, you still have to get the signature, because their fear, of course, is that you're going to pop the dog pills to get high.
Exactly.
All right. So how much longer do you think? You said about 4:15 is when you'll get to Gig Harbor.
Yep.
And do you know the person that you're doing it for, or is it just a customer of the Evergreen Pug Rescue?
So I met them. I might have met them at our last event that we had. I don't recognize them by name. I'm more of a face person. So,
What kind of events does the Evergreen Pug? Do you have like mixers? Are we going on hikes with pugs? Yeah. Like, I'm just imagining all these pugs playing poker or something.
Yeah. So in October we had a Monster Mash Pug Bash. So it was held at a brewery in Tacoma.
All right,
and then. A couple weekends ago, we were up in Arlington at the Stillaguamish.
I was going to... Oh, no.
What?
No, that's what I was... Oh, man, I got a terrible story about a pug.
Oh, no.
Okay, look. I'm not going to say his name. Do. Yeah, I know, but this is the honest God truth. I have a buddy of mine. He's on his third pug rescue, okay?
Okay.
So he's got two right now. Now, the first one, speaking of the Stillaguamish River. Okay, so he gets this pug, and one of the first... I told you the story today.
No, I just know this is going to be bad.
Nothing about this is going to be bad. It's awful. A river and a pond.
Now, he waited for this. He waited to get this dog for months, okay? This is terrible, all right? So I don't know
if the dog's named Sunshine.
No. Sunshine lived. This dog didn't. Or maybe he swam to freedom. I don't know. So he's walking this dog.
Or maybe it's on
the He's walking this dog at a trail on the Stillaguamish River, all right? The dog is curious about the river. It goes down there. I think the dog did not want to leave the riverbank.
Yeah.
So he was kind of tugging on the chain or on the leash a little bit just to get him up the hill and get him off, off the water. Because it was the rapids are pretty fast. So when he pulls, the collar comes off.
No.
With the leash. And the pug goes sliding into the river. And that was the last he saw of him. Oh, he ran down the river trying to find the dog.
This is your pug
story. He was tore up. Yes, he was tore up.
I bet he was.
Well, he only knew the dog for like a week. He only knew the dog for like a week. And I'm like, how did this happen? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then he finally broke down and told me. He did get two more pugs.
Good.
I'm hoping that this pug found a... It was cold. I'm hoping that
you're trying to tell us it may have swam itself.
I think it found freedom somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe climb back out of that river.
Is he still on there?
Yeah, man.
Yes, I am.
So I'm looking at your website, the Evergreen Pug Rescue. You said pugs?
I swear to God.
And pug related dogs?
Yeah.
So they got one up there.
Pug mixes. Basically.
Pug mixes. But Bandit here, it just says pug. And Dad is the milkman.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, we don't judge the moms.
Well, it's hard to tell.
Hey, Bruno, look at that guy.
He's right a little there. Bigger. Yeah.
My name is Bandit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you guys do adoptions as well?
Yeah. Okay. We do. So.
Okay. Well, you know what, man? That's very admirable. That's great work.
Yeah. Dude.
Just don't take it hugging.
Don't give them to Miles's buddy.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing slipped off.
Well, okay, so again.
That makes it
okay,
worse.
Wait, look. The dog is down by the river.
Right.
It is a river bank, so there's kind of a slope, okay? My buddy's kind of up on the hill more so than down by the water. The dog just wanted to check out the water.
Sure, he did.
Now, when he's trying to get the dog with the leash, he's kind of pulling it to get it back up off the off the bank because he's too close to the water. And when he pulls the leash,
it just
the collar comes off the top of its head because it was too loose, and then the and then he starts running down the riverbank. This is horrible.
Wait, did he chase it at all?
Yes. For like a mile. Trying to see if he can find it.
It's terrible, man.
I know it is terrible. We should not be laughing at this.
We should not.
But I still like...
They already have breathing issues, man.
I know that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I started laughing.
I don't know if they're the best swimmers either.
Because we're talking about
probably
pucks.
Not. No.
Just
no.
A freaking potato in the river, man.
Oh, my God. It's really happened. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
We're not doubting you. It's just bad.
I'm really having a hard time not saying
this
his
is
name.
Like Milo and Otis, except for Otis didn't make it.
Did he say, like, whether or not he can still see the dog when he's chasing it down the river? Or
you know what? I didn't want to continue the story because it was just like...
to get more...
Look, man. He only had the dog for a week.
I know.
So, when he's telling the story, I'm just like... Because he used to bring... He brings the dogs into the bar, right?
Did he have a birthday recently?
No.
All right, okay, not that so not that guy.
Okay. No. This was another guy I know. But he ended up getting two more in, and they're very nice pugs that he has now. This has been years ago. He
goes nowhere
this
near the
been,
river.
This has been years ago since this happened. But I mean, like,
he doesn't even let him look at water.
It was one of those things where I needed to tell someone immediately to him about this because I could it could only happen to him.
Right.
Like, he's the guy. It's like, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I just cannot see him running down the riverbank.
Bandit, no!
With an empty leash chain.
That's terrible.
A backpack. I know it is, man. I'm sorry. That's the story. That's just what happened.
Man, that
poor
sucks.
Poor dog. Poor dog. Probably back. Yeah. He's probably just run as fast as he can for miles.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Man.
I know we should not be laughing.
Jesus Christ. That is.
It's been years ago. I'm sure maybe the dog swam to freedom. I'm
sure.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
He's eating nothing but free dog treats and raw hide bones, man. swim. Right across that rainbow bridge.
Yeah. Was he up in like Darrington or Arlington?
He was in what is it, this Swamish River.
Oh, so that's, well, the Stillaquamish. I know it's Stillaquamish. I've had a lot of great times in the Stilly up in Darrington.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't drown.
Well, apparently the current was whipping that day, too. So that's one of the reasons he wanted to get the dog off the side of the river, because the current was coming up. It was either in the fall or the spring.
So, yeah. Oh, man.
The river was too fast.
Call it with your bug stores. That poor guy called from a bug rescue.
And Miles was like,
oh.
I got a bug store.
Well, as soon as he said the river. He said the river. So I'm like, that's the river where the dog went in.
Tell you a bug that needed rescue up there on the river.
Oh, my God. He's like, we're looking at the bald eagles, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know.
That bald eagle was looking at that bug in the water,
too. I was going to say, it feels like your buddy was just tempting this pug with danger.
Well, the bug wanted to go down to the river.
Of course. But if I would not, if
my kids want to put a fork in an electric socket, man. But
you know, when your dog is got its eyes on something and you try to pull it, he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, look, it was just the angle of it. When he pulled the leash.
That'll teach him.
The color popped off the top of his head and he's gone.
And slipped.
He's gone. Because he's doing the tug of war thing, too.
Right.
He's trying not to go up that hill. And as soon as
it's like letting go of
as soon
rope.
As the tension's gone.
Right. Thump. Damn.
This is not funny.
I know it's not. It's just what happened. I mean, I'm not telling you to laugh about this. Ted's not laughing.
Oh, man. Ted laughed before you told the story because somehow he already knew.
I knew. Just your reaction when he said Stilly.
Oh, man.
Right, I spent summers of that Stilly. I'd never heard Miles say anything about the Stilly. But then with pugs, I just started laughing. Like, they can't breathe already. They ain't going to end well.
No. Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Beat horrible. That.
It's horrible.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores.
Hola.
Hey, you've heard the old adage, no good deed goes unpunished.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, 7 or 8 years ago, my mother-in-law lives by herself. She's a bit older, slowing down a bit. And she moved into this house that had these two little garden beds out back. But they were right down, almost down to ground level. But they were on a very nice block foundation. I said, hey, how about if I build you a raised garden bed? You think simple enough? Well, yeah, she was all for it, you know. So we did the measurements and we got it so she could be standing up. And I said, okay, now we live about 3.5-4 hours away from her. So I said, I'm going to get things started. You know, we'll be back on a Saturday at the end of the month. We'll get it done. So I get everything. I cut the lumber. My wife and I, you know, put together a prototype in the driveway. It's perfect. We take it down, pack it in the truck. I called my son and his friend who were in college not far away from her. They showed up to help. I go, we are going to knock this out in about 2 hours. So we get back there to get started. Well, guess what?
Chicken butt.
She has very strong opinions about how exactly where she wants it. And it ain't where we had talked about and planned. And so I had to pull out that nice block foundation. We ended up getting the garden bed up, but till 7 o'clock at night, because we'd had to make the changes. And by the next morning, because the foundation was not there, it had already begun to settle. And I'm just thinking, you know, I had this planned so well, and it was almost everything that could have gone wrong did.
Well, that's basically anything you do ever when you're.
That's why you don't volunteer to do it. It'd be one thing if they said, hey, I've heard you're pretty handy. Would you do this for me? I still might say no, but I give it thought. But I would not look and just say, you know what? I'm going to do this for you because you will regret it.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Rock. Is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast in the weekend with a shout of the day that is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we celebrate Bartender Appreciation Day on a Bad Choice Friday with LMFAO and Lil Jon. Is this the whole song?
No, there's other stuff. That's just the chorus.
It's the Lil Jon part.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is the first time I've ever heard this song.
Yeah, me too.
Today.
Great.
Yeah. You've never heard this in the...
In the club?
In the club that he goes
well,
to?
Well, not... No.
I have not.
It was just so popular. No, I mean, look. It's a song. But just that chorus was so popular.
I've never heard it before today either, man. Just being honest.
LMFAO and shots taken on Chumbawamba.
I get no doubt.
I have heard this one, Dick.
Yeah, I bet.
Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping taking on shots. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot.
What is the voting looking like on this one so far?
Let me take a game.
I'll look at it, but shots has to be crushing.
I doubt it. I think Chumbawamba's going to.
Tub Thumping's winning.
See?
Yeah. People know this one more than shots.
Look, I went to summer school with a kid that lived in my neighborhood, right?
All right.
And he would sing this song all the time.
What, so Tub Thumping?
Yeah.
All right.
And one day we were out driving, and I egged him.
You egged. He was driving by you and you egged
him. No, he was walking. We had been out egging stuff. And then I said, oh, there he is. He sings that effing song every day.
He got egged because he sang this.
Yeah, and it was perfect thrill. I timed it out, then I just kind of tossed it up in the air as he was walking. Boom, right in the face. No way. Damn, man. Yeah.
You broke a woman's leg from a water balloon, and you smacked a dude in the face with an egg because he sang Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was kind of annoyed,
yes,
too.
That is exactly what happened.
That was a lot of it.
Okay.
Got egged in the face for singing Chumbawamba.
I wonder where that guy is.
Woman with a broken knee is.
I know where she is.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? We go to Farmington Hills, Michigan. A Farmington Hills couple is calling it their own Christmas miracle after a kind stranger drove from downtown Detroit to return a lost wallet right to their doorstep after their Christmas tree lighting. Dave Hilliard and his girlfriend Shelby were among the tens of thousands who attended Detroit's annual Christmas tree lighting last Friday. Now, after grabbing a couple drinks, a little pop-up bar outside, they enjoyed the downtown festivities. It was not till the end of the night that Hilliard realized his wallet was missing. That's when the heart sank, he said. Couples suspected that the wallet was left at the pop-up bar, which had already closed for the night. It was basically gone because it was only there for the tree
for that
line.
Night, yeah.
Yeah. So they searched for hours, even returned the next morning. It's got to be down there somewhere. It's got to be, he said. That's when Lucas decided to check their Ring doorbell notifications and discovered something amazing. The security camera had captured footage of a woman at their front door the night before holding Hilliard's wallet. It was his wallet in her hand. I'm like, oh my God, it's in her hand. It's at home. The kind stranger had driven from Detroit all the way to Farmington Hills, where the couple lives, to return the wallet. And they left it full of cards and all the cash in the couple's mailbox. Now the couple is putting out a call to just find out who this Good Samaritan is so they can thank her properly and give her a gift for her troubles. We just want to know who she is so we can repay her. Losing the wallet right before the holidays would have set the couple back significantly, they said.
Sure.
They say it's what the season of giving is all about. They're grateful someone lent them a helping hand when they didn't need to. We owe her a lot.
That is very nice. Would you do that?
Would I try? You know, I would try to see if I could get a phone number first to call somebody.
I'm with Miles. I would try to reach out and call them
first.
See
if I could find them on Facebook.
I would drop it in the mail. Because you're going to get their address off the ID. Just mail it to them. Maybe priority. They get it in 24 hours. Who knows?
That's not a bad idea either.
They would not have cash in that wallet, but they would get their wallet and all their cards back.
You got to pay for postage.
Yeah, exactly.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that is a tough one, though, because you're right. She found it that night. I guess maybe you would.
Would drive all the way up?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I would drop it in the mail. Like I said, I would do priority. Maybe they get it in 24 hours. Might be a little lighter on the cash.
But I think I would definitely hop on Facebook first and see if I could find them and contact them and be like, hey, I have your wallet.
See, you ruin it. I'm not on Facebook, but my wife is. So she'd be like, well, let me see if I can find them. And then she would. And right. Then they would ask if there's still $180 in there. Tell them no.
No.
There is not. It's empty when I found it. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this goes back a long ways, close to 50 years. So I grew up in the mountains near southeast Idaho, and my neighbor down the road a little ways, he was a retired bank executive, a gentleman farmer, we used to call him. And he ran a handful of head of cattle. And one winter, and I think it was in February, he had one of his cows drop a calf way too early. And it was still winter time. And at the time it dropped, it was actually during a cold spell. It was probably getting down to about 20, 25 below at night.
Jesus.
And so this calf, and he put the calf and the cow in the barn, but after a few days, the calf got sick. And a couple of days, you know, the calf developed pneumonia, couldn't get up, couldn't nurse. And so, you know, it's pretty much, you know, figuring, hey, this calf ain't going to make it. And he was kind of a soft-hearted old guy. And so one night, it was about 2 in the morning, we get a call at the house. Of course, I'm a teenage kid at the time, high school. I don't have a phone in the room, so my mom and dad pick up the phone and come get me and say, hey, John needs you to come down and put this calf down, put it out of its misery.
Cool.
And so I get all bundled up and grab my rifle and jump the truck and head down there. And I pick the calf up and take it outside the barn over by the stacks of hay and then dispatch the calf. And John was there. He's kind of a short, round guy and bald head. He's out there. He didn't even have his coat on. He's out there. He's got tears running down his face. He's pretty upset about the whole thing. And so I, you know, took care of it, jump back truck, go home, go to school the next day, thinking, well, I'll come back, you know, after school and, you know, take care of the carcass and at least get it out away from the house and the barn somewhere until it thaws out enough we can bury it. And when I get over there to John's house, he's out there and he's got an axe and he's hacking up that calf so the barn cats can eat it.
Jeez, man. Yay.
That was your good deed.
That was my good deed.
I killed a calf.
Couldn't put the calf down, but he could hack it up with the axe so the barn cats could get it.
He just needed it to be dead. He couldn't kill it.
Right.
But he needed it to be dead. By the way, how long is, what's the gestation period of a cow? How long are cows pregnant?
Oh, geez. They're pregnant about, close to humans. They're about 7-8 months.
Oh, wow. That long. Okay. Damn. Okay. Right.
6 months, something like that, yeah.
Wow. I don't remember. Wow. Next feeling, buddy, sir. We'll always hire you over at Pet Solutions.
You got a job. You got yourself a job. Man, that's not the story I expected to hear.
No. I thought that he was going to take a second and say, maybe I can nurse this thing back to health.
That's where I thought it would go, but it was... Oh!
Well, if it wasn't going to survive.
Well, it didn't work out.
Well, I know that, Ted. I'm just saying when he's telling the story, I thought when he pointed out the pneumonia, like, hey, and I nursed it back to health, and she grew up to be a delicious burger. Not, yeah, killed it.
No, it still turned out to be a delicious burger.
You would be surprised when we came up with this question. We thought, you know what, maybe we'll get some good stories today, some positive things will come out of this.
Why? Yeah.
All those things people would say, you know, how they maybe someone helped them or how they were able to help someone else out, and you know, like, you know, just,
and we end up with drowning dogs and
dead. The pug guy was telling a good story. Then you jumped in with yours.
Yeah, to be
you're
fair,
you're setting a tone.
Pug guy did have a very
positive story.
It's his day off. He's stuck in traffic. Yeah. He's got to drive from one side of the metro to the other because in the end, for the love of pugs, this man's going to do that. You came over
the
top.
He's going to rescue one more pug.
I know one that drowned in the Stillaguamish.
Yeah.
But being chased for a mile.
Swept away by the native waters.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Maybe an eagle dropped down and picked that bad boy up.
And brought him
took
to safety.
Took it to a nest? Took him to safety.
Yeah.
He slowly devoured by its young.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you think I'm not kidding, man. When those eagle nests blow over in a heavy storm.
Yeah.
You would not believe the amount of collars.
Oh, I know.
Crap like that. They're up in those nests.
Dude, I've seen it over on over in Indiola.
You saw it?
Well, I was out there with my buddy.
Yeah.
There was a small dog, and we're sitting there drinking a beer. It's summertime, and we went, cool, bald eagle. And we went, cool, two bald eagles. Uh-oh, they're circling. Where is the dog? And that little thing was just in the yard. Mine is like, we got him in. I'm like, Miles the story. But they were going to swoop down and take that little bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's right.
Cool, too.
We hang pelts in the den. They hang, you know, collars in the nest.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, Thor, you know what I'm saying, right? Imagine me and you just sitting there like, oh cool.
Wow. But
two
it does,
of them.
But it does,
are they circling?
But the thing is, the animals that do have collars, it identifies them. And they do contact the people when those nests blow over.
Sure.
Like, hey, man, we found your dog.
We went for a walk at the Magnuson Park because they got a big old dog walking area, you know, an off-leash area out there, right? And there's a little bit of, I don't like calling it a beach because it's a little inlet where you can let your dogs go out there and play in the water. And everybody's throwing balls out there in the water and whatnot. Somebody chucked a tennis ball too damn far out that just kind of started floating out there. And then an eagle came down and grabbed the ball. All of a sudden, everybody reeled their dogs right back here. And then we're just going to go back inside.
That was one of my favorite scenes in Jaws. I know it's bad, but, you know, there's a million people on the beach. And they show you scenes of everyone doing different things. And there's a guy doing the same thing with his dog. And you're waiting for, like, a person to be taken. But just the way they do the scene, you know, he's not, like, a major part of it. They just kind of keep going back to him. And you see him throw the ball again. Then he's got his hands on his hips and he's yelling the dog's name. And you're like, it's feeding time.
What is it, Pippet?
Is that the dog's
something,
name?
Something, right? I could hear that guy.
Yeah.
I think the shark ends up eating a human shortly after.
It did,
that.
Too. But, yeah, it started with some dog.
Who tried to do some good? Didn't work out. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Pippet.
So this is a story of a good deed gone bad.
Of course it is.
Oh, well, it seems like they all have been.
Apparently, no good deed just goes good.
No, there was one, but Miles ruined it.
I did not ruin it. I just had to tell the pug story.
Well, and I'll tell you all right now, if you ever walk into a store and you see a wallet on the ground, return it to customer service immediately. Do not try to return that wallet to the person that owns it.
Why not?
All right.
Are we about to find out?
So, August 30th of this year, I found a wallet in a Safeway as I was walking out. I got my groceries, put in my car, went home, dropped the groceries off, immediately went to the address on the ID that I saw on the wallet. For 3 days, I tried to attempt to find this guy. I don't have Facebook, so I don't have those kind of social, you know, reach outs to be able to see where this guy may be. He had a VA card and everything like that, so I knew this guy needed his stuff back. Like I said, for 3 days or so, I tried to find this guy, couldn't find him. It was a Monday morning or something like that, and there was a Federal Way resource officer in a older school Impala, you know, that early 2000s Impala, painted blue, Federal Way, public schools on the side of it.
Sure.
Stopped over, and I said, hey, I found this wallet, and I gave it to him. At that point, I obviously didn't know that I should have maybe taken his information so that I knew who I was giving it to. And my work, I work for the railroad down at BNSF or UP, and every year you have to do a renewal of your E-rail certification. My E-rail came back this year, background check went in, and there was a theft in the third degree charge placed on me because I took that wallet from the Safeway and tried to return it.
So they thought you stole it because you returned it.
Absolutely. So, and my question to the district or the public defender at that time was, so if I found $100 on the ground in the Safeway and I picked it up, that's called theft. And he said that if somebody reports that they had dropped it on the ground, video shows that they dropped it and you picked it up, that is theft in the third degree.
So what, this guy, I guess, called Safeway, said, I think I lost my wallet. They look at the video, you took it, and now you're the guilty party.
Correct. And so because of that happening with my E-rail card, I've now lost my job.
What?
Because of because without the E-rail, I can't work within the railroad, and having a theft charge when they're trying to do background checks does not allow you to work with them anymore. So I was offered a severance package, but then right now I'm still dealing with a court case. So applying for any other job, having a theft and third degree charge it's impossible.
That's crazy.
So,
that is, geez, that, I cannot believe a judge would not be rational enough, you know, if you took this to court.
See. The 16th is the court date, so we'll see you on that day. But
how confident are you that you can clear this up to say, look, I get what the charge is, that is the law, but understand my intent was to return this to the person.
Well, I'll tell you, boys, I was given some homework by my public defender. Hmm. He said, if you have any sort of, and so the day that I tried to return his wallet, I went to a place out in, so I live in Federal Way. There's a place on Federal Way across the street from a Target, and it's a older 55 and over, you know, housing park.
Okay.
There is a security officer that works there. When I went there, I asked the security officer if this person lived there. I said, you know, show them the lot number. They escorted me all the way into, and as weird as it sounds, she did not remember that her house or his house is not there anymore, essentially.
Jesus
Christ. So he has upped and moved his property to a different housing community.
But his ID still said he lived at that place.
Correct. And she is now, on public record. So she has put stuff into my public defender that will help out, hopefully, with this to show that I was trying to do everything I was supposed to do.
Wow, man.
Did the guy ever get his wallet back?
That's what I want to know.
Okay,
all right. Reach out. I'm hoping that maybe even this guy, that the Federal Way Public Schools guy, you're a late, shorter, maybe 60s or 50s age African-American male. If you are out there and you're listening, please let this radio station know, because I could use all the defense I could, because right now, because of losing a job, I lost my house, and I've got three boys, and I've got a wife, and So if you're out there listening, call these guys. Let them know that I gave you that wallet.
Good God, man.
I've been searching.
Okay.
So.
Wow. I'm glad that you giggle about it. Yeah. I would be out of my freaking mind.
When we came up with this question today, the idea was that people were going to call in and tell stories where you're like, you know what, man, I was, you did somebody a solid.
He did do someone a solid.
I know, but that's not the end of the movie.
I know. It was a twist. It was M. Night Shyamalan thrown in there like, oh, but you lost your job. See, man, this makes me not want to do anything good.
Yeah.
Good God, man. That sucks. And I get it. I get it. That's how the law works. But and I do hope that when he's in front of the judge, this is reasonably easy to explain. Because you can put out any law you want, but there has to be an expectation that everyone is aware of the law. So no, you're breaking it on purpose or you had no idea, right? In this case, I would not know that that is the law.
I would,
and if I tried to keep the wallet, that's one thing. But if my effort is to return it, and look, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm sure the judge wouldn't care, but like, look, you can't expect people to follow laws that they do not know exist. That's one. Or maybe have retail establishments post that at the door. You know, if you, I don't know, find the money, find what, please return it to customer service. We'll take care of it. Otherwise, potential legal issue. You know what I mean? Like, let people know what the laws are in a circumstance that it's possible they might break it. That's all. Right? Yeah. So a retail establishment, like, just post that somewhere. So I wouldn't know that.
But this is also why a lot of people anymore just don't intervene.
Don't help.
Yeah, or help.
You're right. You're right.
Who tried to do some good and didn't work out? 206-803-ROCK. It's like someone who tries to stop a shoplifter at their place of employment.
And then get fired.
And get, lose their job.
Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Positive Friday. Can't you tell?
Positive as F.
Well, I got a story. In 2020, I just started college. And, you know, there was that COVID thing going on, so everything was all shut down and closed down and stuff.
Sure.
And so my wife and I met up with a friend over at a park in Fairhaven. Do you guys know where that is?
Where?
Fairhaven.
Fairhaven.
Oh, yeah, up in Bellingham.
So we met up with some friends, and we're hanging out at the park. It's, you know, evening time, getting towards sunset. Looks really nice and everything. And these two people walked by our group, and out of nowhere, the guy comes up to me and is like, "Hey, man, I think that lady on that bench over there just tried to kill herself." And that didn't, you know, register at all to me, because he just kind of said it out of nowhere. They didn't seem to know what to do. And then I noticed there is, in fact, an older lady that was on a bench, not, you know, 20, 30 yards away. And thankfully, at the time, you know, my wife were getting into hiking, that kind of stuff. And I happened to bring my little small camelback that I always put my first aid kit in. And so I just grabbed that. It immediately ran over to her. And turns out she was in a bad spot. Her, you know, girlfriend had left her and she didn't have anywhere to stay. And COVID, the world's ending and that kind of stuff. And, you know, she had been drinking and taking whatever kind of pill she had been taking at the time. And
was she trying to OD? Was that her method?
No, she decided to try and cut her wrist.
Oh, geez.
And she got through the first one and then panicked and realized, oh, that, you know, I'm not going to make it through that. And ended up calling 911. So by the time we got over there, she was already talking to emergency services. And my wife takes the phone. My other friend is there trying to calm her down. And I took out the first aid kit, put pressure on the points, covered the wound, put pressure on the wound. And, about 5-10 minutes later, paramedics showed up.
Awesome.
That's nice, man. We
had to wait for our last call.
Mm-hmm.
To get an actual positive, help someone.
And a bug story.
My daughter was there at the same same exact time that he was. And she lived in, there was a lot, as much as she loved it, there was a lot of weirdness.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like, there was a guy who was people would open up their windows, he'd be out there naked, you know, just going to town on himself. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good times. All right, Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35, and we get your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.